In 2004, Maryland adopted what the politicians call a bay restoration fee and what the rest of us call a flush tax. The flush tax is to pay for our own pollution. Say there's a $100 problem with the bay, but the flush tax only brings in $10 a year. What happens then? Well, the state did the smart thing. They borrowed $100 and used the $10 a year in flush taxes to pay off that loan. Very smart. Very smart. Now, here's the problem. The Maryland Constitution, which was adopted in 1868, 150 years ago, only allows these funds to pay off 15-year bonds. This is totally crazy. Sewage treatment equipment lasts 30 to 50 years. The Department of Agriculture has been lending money to rural sewer authorities since 1941 with terrific results. If the flush tax bonds had been for 30 years, now listen to this, there would have been 60% more money to clean up the bay. Some might fear that a 30-year payment would hurt the state's pristine AAA credit rating. Wrong. There are 17 states with AAA ratings. Of the 17, 10 have no limits whatsoever on their loans. Of the remaining 7, Maryland is the most restrictive. So the 150-year-old clause in the Constitution has outlived its usefulness. Talk to your friends in Annapolis. Get them to bring Maryland into the 21st century. If they do so, going forward, our flush tax dollars will buy 60% more cleanup for the Chesapeake Bay. I'm Michael Curley.